All right, welcome to Blondes, Books, and Campfire Tales. I am Bethany Stutzman. We got Crystal Michelle right here. And welcome to our special guest. We have Mike Evans here, one of my one of my good friends, Mike, and one of my writing mentors. Welcome, Mike. If you want to give us just kind of a little background, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Unlike Bethany, I still live in Iowa. I'll probably be a lifer there unless I ever maybe become a rich author, and then maybe Florida or the coast. Like I said, I live in Iowa. I still work a full-time job. I do nerdy stuff with computers. I'm a really big enthusiast when it comes to writing. I always, like Bethany will tell you, like I will reach out and just, well, if they're cool, like she was cool, so I did it. But like, you reach out and like give advice and help people kind of get started on stuff. And it was pretty cool with her, cause she like totally listened. And when I checked her stuff to tell her about something or remind her, she's like, I did that. I took notes. I remember it. I was like, you did good. I was like, I don't know how many people don't take notes. So anyway, but, I primarily write zombie books. I think I'm at 45 books out right now, since 2014. Make you feel better. just kidding. I'm all over the place though, but zombies has kind of been my bread and butter the last few years, and I've had fun torturing my neighbors in Zombies on the Block, since it's all my neighbors. So, and thanks for having me on here for Jeepers Creepers.
Absolutely, we're super excited. I asked Mike, I was like, what are you kind of interested in? What do you want to talk about? And he listed like every single state's urban legend. So I was like, well, let's kind of narrow this down a little bit.
Yeah, we don't have enough time to talk about all of that in one episode.
But then he mentioned he was watching Jeepers Creepers, and I was all sold, because that is one of my all-time favorite horror movies. My favorite creature feature is Jeepers Creepers. But looks like we have Mike on here. Hey Mike, how you doing? And we have Londa. Hey lady, how you doing?
Hey.
Are you having?
I can't talk tonight. Apparently, I can't. Talk. I know.
Usually,
I'm so tired. I know. I was telling Mike earlier. I'm like, I have been up since midnight my time, because I get up at like 2 a.m. from my shift on Wednesdays, and I couldn't sleep. So I'm very tired.
Yeah.
So bear with me, guys.
You're fine.
I mean, I think that was me on our last episode, so you know that's fine.
Yeah. You got it. You pushed through. You did great. Yeah.
My daughter was telling me, she's like, what are we having for a snack tonight? And I was like, I got to wait till after the show, or I'll get my sugar levels up and fall asleep on the couch. And that'd be way less entertaining if I start snoring.
So, I mean, it depends. Snoring can be entertaining. Depending on the snore.
I don't know. My wife gets tired of it. Poor woman.
I'm sure.
All right. Well, we are all gathered here to talk about Jeepers Creepers. It looks like everyone's pretty excited to talk about the movies. Mike, you actually mentioned that it was kind of based off of or inspired by a story. So did you want to kind of talk about it a little bit, get us into it?
Yeah. So like I was trying to figure out, because I looked it up and it was originally about a guy that I believe it was his wife that he killed or murdered, whatever. And it was just like the scene where the demonic ancient guy is dumping the body wrapped in the sheets or whatever that was. Looked like a backdrop. But anyway, throwing her down there. And in real life, they saw him behind a church and he was getting rid of his wife and trying to dispose of the body. And then he started following him. So like a lot of the stuff that was in the movie is true. I mean, not counting the demonic thing with wings, but pretty sweet.
It's that first scene. Like, I don't know if you watched the Unsolved Mysteries episode. Mm-hmm. It's like basically the exact same first scene. Like,
yeah,
he chased them. They went back and found luckily all they found was the sheet and not a monster that ate them. But right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they were doing the little like license plate game where they're trying to figure out like be eating you know, like, I thought that was kind of cool that they put that in there.
I thought it was cool, but it was interesting how the director, he said he got his inspiration from that investigation discovery or just kind of whatever. But then, yeah, it was like scene for scene and moment by moment of the opening scene of the Unsolved Mysteries. Just really everything. Was. Yeah, everything was like the exact same. Because I watched it too. In fact, Mike, when we were messaging earlier, I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm watching this episode right now.
Yeah. That's funny.
Londa, it's in season 3.
Yeah, it was season 3 of...
Episode 19, I think.
Is it on Netflix then?
I found it on YouTube.
Oh, I found it on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah, I got Prime. Yeah, both are good.
I got Prime.
So. I'll figure it out.
Is there?
Yeah, my wife does. They had 2 episodes. They have the original one and then the update. And I think the update is like episode 22, 23.
Nice. Yeah, and the update was that they found the guy because of that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Ended in a high speed chase, and he completed suicide.
Of course,
so completed suicide.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's true, though. Otherwise, it's an attempted suicide.
There you go.
Or a failed suicide.
Yeah, exactly. He completed it. That's tried.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. He was kind of trying to attempt suicide by cops, but they weren't shooting him, so he ended up shooting himself. So,
oh wow, he was like, you know what? If no one else is going to do the job, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Indy's trying to say hi to everyone. He's like about to walk across my keyboard. So if I suddenly click out, it is a technical difficulties due to kitty cat. So.
Yeah, I've got Maggie who has no interest in saying hi to anyone.
Well, Maggie's adorable. So.
She's.
No.
Oh, okay. Very cute. I think Olive's already made her cameo appearance that she likes to make.
So. Yeah, she's in all the episodes.
Yeah. Maggie's pretty well known at Horror Writers Inc. So.
Oh yeah.
The Wednesday Pet Days.
Londa, I loved her in Bones.
The psychic from Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So. All right.
I think you saw that comment, but maybe you didn't. I don't know.
Sorry. No. Indy, in the process of him being up here, stepped on the remote that I didn't realize was up here, and my TV started wigging out. So I kind of checked out for a split second while things were happening all of a sudden. You need to get down, kitty cat. All right.
I had sent my daughter upstairs. I was like, you need to turn off the movie we were watching so dad can hear
people. There you go.
You know? Yeah. So...
Well, given that it's basically taken play by play of the Unsolved Mystery one, what do you guys think of the movies?
I mean, honestly, for me, it made me like the first one more because I hadn't watched the first one in a while and I was rewatching it before I watched the Unsolved Mysteries. And I was just like, this is what everybody does in horror movies. And they're like talking about it. And I'm like, you were doing all the wrong things and you're saying you're doing all the wrong things and this is why you die. And it was making me angry. And then I watched Unsolved Mysteries. I'm like, oh, well, they just did exactly what these people did. But, you know, I'm glad the real life people did not die. Mm-hmm. So it made me like the original more anyway.
Yeah. I think I liked the original a lot. But I mean, like with anything, I think if I did it, I could make it scarier. There's like some of this stuff. Like, how did he get personalized license plates? Mm-hmm. Or, you know,
personalized.
How did he learn how to drive? You know, just where'd he get a car? Weird things like that.
I mean, that is like for the actual creeper, it is like, where did he get this car? And it looks like in the movie, it's like a really old car, like probably from like the 40s.
Yeah.
Well, so I was reading the trivia and the car in the movie is just as bad in real life. Like they said that they would have to stop takes for them to open the door so that they air out like the cloud of exhaust coming out of the, or I call it a smoke coming out of the thing. So yeah, it was just as crazy.
Yeah, I saw that. That would suck.
But I feel like that truck or car in general is kind of a like an extension of the creeper.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like it's a character in itself.
Yeah.
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 So, I mean, I was more scared of that the first few times before you ever even saw him get out of the truck. You're like, holy shit. Can you guys cuss on this?
Horn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, no. We drink, we swear. You're fine.
I get you guys in trouble.
In case you didn't know.
Okay.
You're what?
It's National Margarita Day. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, hey.
Yeah,
at least somebody told me that. I didn't double check. So if I'm wrong, sorry. But
you were right. It popped up in my memories. Okay. We did not do it this year, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Well, speaking of that truck, I remember when that movie came out in theater, and we have a theater down here called the Foothills Theater, and it was like a dying theater. And what they did was after 11 p.m., they would offer like $5 movies to get people to come. And I remember going to see Jeepers Creepers for the first time with my boyfriend at the time, and we were in high school, and we went to go see it. We're the only people in the entire theater, all right, 11 p.m. So he gets out at like after midnight. Well, before the movie gets out, he gets like he wasn't the best boyfriend. All right, we'll just kind of put that out there. But the halfway through the movie, he ends up leaving.
When we were in high school?
Yeah, so.
Okay, just trying to confirm which boyfriend it was in my mind, sorry.
Yeah, the latter end of high school, the one with the one eye, that guy.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
Yeah. So he ended up leaving. Like, he bailed on me halfway through the movie. I thought he went up to go bathroom, but he like called his brother because I guess he didn't like the movie, and he left. And so I stayed and watched the movie because I was like, it's a pretty good movie. And that was basically our relationship. But I remember leaving the movie theater and exiting out, and keep in mind, it's like after midnight in like Tucson, so there's not a lot of people out in this area because it's like Northwest Tucson. And it was my car in the parking lot, and there was one other car, and it was, I swear, this truck looked just like that stupid Jeepers Creepers truck, and it was parked nose to nose with my car, and I was so scared that I called my brother, and I was like, you need to come pick me up. I can't go get my car right now.
That's so awesome.
It was such like a strange and random event, but I was like, yeah. So I forever associate that moment with Jeepers Creepers. I think maybe that's why I like it so much.
That's pretty funny.
I had a similar experience with Paranormal Activity and seeing it really late at Foothills Theater. So I understand that. Like, because it's just like, when you're like the only ones in the theater, and at that point, the exit in the theater is into an empty mall. And it was like, that was like a midnight showing. So it was like 2 a.m. by the time we got out. Yeah. That was one of the reasons I really like Paranormal Activity, because I was creeped out because of the atmosphere.
Yeah, the first one was pretty creepy. First one had good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Paranormal Activity?
Yeah, I like that.
But I think with those movies, like Jeepers Creepers, Paranormal Activity, they came out in such good time frames for them to come out, because it was like kind of a new version of horror, like 70s and 80s, you had the Freddy and the Jason and all that. Yeah. 90s, you had like Scream. So 2000s, you had like Jeepers Creepers and Paranormal Activity and kind of those new kind of films coming out.
Yeah.
So I think they came out at a pretty good time.
Yeah. I feel like then, like, what would be either the late 90s or early 2000s, they completely revamped the Texas Chainsaw franchise as well.
I feel like they're always revamping that though.
Yeah, like, there's like at least three different versions of just the original.
And they're all good.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at Mike's comment about The Exorcist, and like a lot of times, like with certain movies, the atmosphere you see it in really does change how you see it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, can you imagine like going to see The Blair Witch Project in a outdoor theater or in the woods or something?
Or
like,
what was in it in the news? The drive-in theater, people were watching Twister and a tornado went through.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
And, there's a theater that they'll do like an outdoor like pool showing of Jaws. So like everything's floating in a tube in the pool. Bethany, that would be the perfect time for you to watch Jaws.
No, nope. I'm good. Awesome. I don't need to be in a pool with shark stuff and unknown items in that pool. That's a whole nother
hilarious
podcast. Crystal knows my fears.
Yeah.
I love the Jaws franchise, so I
love them too. I just don't want to go in the water.
Yeah, no, I'm fine staying not deep in the water.
My ties on the beach.
Yep. Ankle length or depth.
So I think it's kind of, I feel like the Jeepers Creepers movies are kind of in two categories. I feel like you have the first and second, and then it's like you have the third and fourth. Yeah. Even in like the time frames that they came out, first and second kind of came out close together. And then third and fourth were like meh movies, like trying to revamp it or just trying to carry it along. But I really like the second one. I think the second one was really good too.
And it was nice that they kept it within like the same time frame, because they established in the first movie that he only comes out every 23 years.
Yep.
And so they're like, okay, well now like that happened a few days ago. Now we're at the last days of his like 23-day period. Mm-hmm. So like it really kind of helped it to like flow a little bit.
Yeah.
So I read some trivia on that. And the reason why the director did it within, because I was like, what's the significance of the 23 years? Like every 23rd spring for 23 days. I'm like, there's got to be a significance. And the only thing I could find was that the director did not want to have a sequel. He was like, I just don't want a sequel. So, so they found a loophole and did the sequel on the same 23 days. And I'm like, smart.
That is pretty smart, actually.
Yeah.
So that was like at the end of, was it the third one where it's the old guy? Is it, I can't remember if it's the second or third one where like they've got the gun mounted, not a gun, but like
that's the second one.
That's the second one.
Mm-hmm. I like the end of that where he's like just sitting here waiting, sitting there holding a shotgun. Like,
I love that he's making money for it too. He's all $5 to come see it.
Yep. I like that too.
I liked that scene and I liked how they did that. But at the same time, I'm like, why didn't he like cut him up, chop him into tiny little pieces, and bury the parts in different places?
That is pretty true.
Yeah,
because that to me, that would be the only way to actually destroy the creeper.
Yeah, I would put him in a cage, maybe.
Because I mean, if he wakes up, cages. It's not going to be hard for him to get off that wall.
Yeah,
it's just not.
Well, yeah,
liquid charge admission.
But you do the cage, you know, then you can just shoot it, and 23 years later.
Yeah,
but then how would you like? What's the difference between killing it while it's already dead and killing it when it's alive? Like, isn't it still killing it?
I have no idea. I mean, because I don't know, is it just comatose or is it in hibernation for 22 years?
That's the thing, because in like the fourth movie, he ends up crawling out of the dirt and like kind of regenerating that way. So I think that's what kind of makes the creature creepy, because no one, like there's no backstory on him. There's no lore or anything.
A whole like little rabbit hole that I went into is they give him a backstory in a comic book series that they did.
That's right. You're talking about the comic books.
Yeah.
So
what's the backstory?
So basically, the backstory kind of reminded me of the backstory of Pennywise and It, where like basically some outer space creature came to Earth like millennia ago. But then they like had where he kept going through like different cultures and doing different things. Like part of the comic was he was actually being worshipped by the Aztecs as the Aztec god Quetzalcoatl, so they were making sacrifices.
Oh, I saw that part.
So they're making sacrifices to him as Quetzalcoatl, which there's some debate on whether or not Quetzalcoatl was a god that accepted sacrifices, because some legends say that he was against them. Also, that's not exactly how I would imagine Quetzalcoatl looking, but that's up to interpretation. So, you know, and then they had him in like some mining town, he was like some legend in the mining town that like everybody knew that he was there, and they didn't really explain how he got to where he was, I don't think.
Like Midwest country,
yeah,
going from the Aztec temples to
Kansas.
Iowa
or Michigan, which is interesting because I guess wasn't it filmed in Florida?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm watching this, I'm like, none of this looks like the Florida that I've seen, which I have not seen a lot of Florida, so I can't really.
I've seen Universal Studios. That's
all. Yeah, that's what I've seen. Universal Studios, and I've seen Disney World. That's it.
Yeah. My Florida experience.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was taped or recorded down there.
Yeah, because it's all like cornfields, and I definitely don't think of corn when I think of Florida.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, Mike.
Oranges.
Living maybe. In the corn state.
Yeah,
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to Florida.
Yeah. We've got a little.
I much more would have been like, oh yeah, they totally reported that in Iowa than Florida. But yeah.
Now Iowa, you see some relation to me or Mike going, hey, what's up? Yeah.
Someone's gonna wave to you.
They're like, I can be an extra.
Yeah. Yeah, that could get awkward out in the sticks. If you got a recording out there and drive by some old truck, some guy is like sees them being chased, you know, for the scene. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, don't worry, I've got a 12 gauge.
Everyone would hop in and help out. I guess for the diner scene in there, the diner was built strictly for the movie, and it was so realistic that people were actually stopping by the highway for like gas and food and everything. And they were like, yeah, no, it's a movie. Sorry, guys.
That's awesome.
These gas pumps don't work. They're just decorative.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The handle's plastic. The everything.
So of the movies, what do you guys think is your... I mean, obviously, they're not like... Well, oh, okay. Actually, they are pretty good movies. And they did come out, wasn't it, like the
2000s? Broke
the box office for Labor Day weekend.
It did.
Mm-hmm. So they did make quite a bit of money. But for you guys, what movies do you guys prefer? Like the first, second, third, fourth?
I mean, I only watched the first two because I couldn't find three and four for free. And I'm on a budget at the moment. But I think, I honestly think I kind of liked the second one, cause there was more action in it but I do have a better appreciation for at least the beginning of the first one now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. I liked the first one. I mean, it was the one where they had good actors in it, you know, like the chemistry between those two, the brother and sister, was really good. Like you could, you know, like it was, you know, having older sisters, like I know exactly what look I'm going to get when I'm annoying the hell out of them when I'm little, you know, or saying something. And just overall, I don't know. I just feel like there was more jump scares in it than there were the other two movies. Mm-hmm. So, but I did like two and three. Three is my least favorite, but I don't know why. I just wasn't my thing.
I liked all the booby traps in three. Three had a lot of booby traps on the car.
Yeah, I thought that was like another thing I was thinking. I was like, how you had already said that. Like, it's a character. Like, now it's shooting freaking ropes with, you know, medieval spears or ancient spears attached to it. Like, kind of crazy.
Real quick, I was just going to say, Mike, you were talking about the actors. I do want to give kind of a shout out, and I don't know how to say her name correctly, but in the second film, you had Nikki Aiox, I'm not sure, but she was also in Supernatural. She played Meg in Supernatural, and just overall, she was a very great actress, and unfortunately, she did pass away in November of 2022, which I'm not like a big... Like when people pass away and stuff, I'm not like, oh, in terms of actors. But for her, like that one kind of hit home because I didn't know she was sick or anything. She was battling leukemia.
Sure.
But yeah, no, she did a really good job in that second film. She was really good in Supernatural, which is a show that Mike, I don't know if you've seen it, but Crystal and I, we really love that show.
Yeah, I haven't. So the second one, was she like the blonde that could have visions?
Right? Yeah, that was her.
Okay, yeah. She did a good job.
Yeah. So she was in a lot of shows. But I feel like those movies kind of launched a lot of careers. Like I know Justin Long. It launched his career. Like he did Galaxy Quest. I don't know how he made the jump from Galaxy Quest to Jeepers Creepers, but he did it and it helped him get his career going.
I think it was the director liked him in Galaxy Quest, and it was either the one doing Jeepers or was friends with the director or like the casting manager or whatever the hell they're called. Like, and he went in and read for it, and I read too. I did research. He went into his to do like the reading for it. And I guess he was the first teenager to not do like a masculine thing. Like he was vulnerable. He was scared. He was, I mean, freaking monster chasing you, yeah, you should be scared. Like, mm-hmm. not, you know, oh, I'll save everyone. Like, nope, you're all dead. So I thought that was pretty cool that he just made it the least manly way he could, and he got the job.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, you're not, like, how real is it that you're going to be super macho when you have this creature that's, like, sniffed you out and is hunting you down, and you've already seen shoving bodies, especially after he goes down the pipe and sees all the bodies. Like, I'm sorry, I don't believe anybody would be masculine in that case.
No.
Like,
I never would have gone back to the damn church in the first place, but.
And I definitely would have never gone down the pipe. Like, that's one of the things, like I said, like rewatching the first one where I was like getting angry. I'm like, how did you expect her to pull you back up the pipe in the first place?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a pretty long pipe.
Before the rats came and were like all over his face and he freaked out. Like, she is not a big girl. Like, she's thin. Yeah. She's, you know, and I mean, some people are way more muscular and way stronger than they look, but I'm like, he's expecting her to pull him, a full grown man, out of a pipe by the feet. Like, I feel like that'd be hard for anybody, honestly. Well,
but I mean, then once he was in there, it was like a 10-foot drop or something stupid like that. I'm like, hell, I can't even jump that high to grip onto it. She's gonna have to get my fat ass and, you know, pull me up just to where I can get to the damn thing. Like,
Just take the bodies and stack them.
Yeah, like, there should have been an exit, but it had wings, so it's hard to say.
Yeah.
And it was strong. Maybe it just used the damn pipe. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's like, who's to say, like, before you go down there, who's to say that the creature actually goes down there and does stuff down there? Could have literally just been his little trash chute.
Yeah. Like, that's where he decorated him. Or put him on the walls and whatever the hell that was covering.
Well, so this is what I thought was interesting. And that's just one of those things where you're like, what's up, movie? Like, who's not paying attention? Where he's down there and he goes to tie his shoe, and that's when he puts the flashlight behind him, and then behind, like, the light, and then behind him you see the bodies, and it was like that dramatic effect. Mm-hmm. But then you see, like, the bile or substance, whatever's that holding the bodies, drop on his shoe. And it's dropping kind of frequently, but the ground underneath is dry.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, you know, that's a very random time to suddenly drop in that specific area.
Sure.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be muddy down there with all that, like, or like swampy and muddy and everything going on.
Yeah, because it would have been building up there for a while.
Yeah, and the smell, you can't even imagine what the smell would be like.
Yeah, you would think. But the people weren't decaying either, though.
They weren't. Yeah. That is true. So, yeah, they weren't decaying.
So it probably would just smell like dirt and earth and all of that, except for whatever substance was dripping. And maybe smell like the substance that was preserving the bodies. But I don't think it would smell too much like decomposing bodies, because they weren't decomposing.
It's a tough one.
It makes me kind of wonder what they were using or what he was using to keep them up there.
Yeah. I kind of wish they would have had him in the tunnel, like, at one point, like, and scared the hell out of Justin Long.
Or
just because it would be more fun.
Yeah, because even his, I was going to say, even his lair wasn't in the tunnel at the end of the movie, but then it's because he burned the church, so he had to find a new one. So
Which, that factory that they filmed that last part in, like, they, you know, like you talked about how they built the diner. Well, that they just went to like an actual shut down, rundown factory. And a lot of the crew wouldn't even go into the factory because they thought that it was going to like fall apart and fall on them.
Yeah.
So like that they were all just scared of the factory where they were filming that last part. Because it was really that rundown. They didn't have to do anything to it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what they had on the budget for the second movie, but the first was like only $10 million or something, I think, to do, I mean, for everything, which, you know, you got flying creatures, I would think that could get eaten up pretty quickly. So I think they did a pretty good job. They did a pretty good job for what they had to work with. You know?
I think they did too. I guess he had more budget and a lot got cut because the ending of the movie was actually supposed to be Justin Long stealing the creature's truck and driving and almost doing like a suicide thing into a train afterwards to like kill the creature. But when the director showed up, he found out he lost like over $1 million in funding. So he had to cut like the last part of the movie for that. Which I kind of like the ending now versus what that would have been.
Yeah, I do too. I thought it was kind of like weird just that the, you know, spoiler alert, it came out 20 years ago, but like at the very end of it, like the sisters just sitting like by the entrance to the police station and they're like, your mom and dad are here. And like, that's the end of the movie. Like, wait, what? And like, until it's like, they show the Justin's with the eyeballs missing and stuff.
But yeah.
I was like, God, I feel like there's a little bit of filler in the middle of that we could have had, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's almost like they could have even ended it with the creature flying him away.
Yeah.
They could have probably ended it there too, but it's because that psychic was talking about hearing someone screaming in the room and stuff.
Yeah.
And the song playing. Like, I like how they did show that, like, the psychic's vision came true. I really did like that. And she's just like, that song is your death. And yeah. So,
which is such a weird, can you imagine when you go, like, that's the song you go to?
Yeah,
such a happy song.
I know, but speaking of the psychic, totally random and off topic, but I got to share this because I was so stoked in the theater and there was nobody I could share it with. But I watched Ant-Man last weekend and the psychic is in Ant-Man, and it's such like a random, it's like at the opening scene where he's like walking around and everyone's like, hey, Spider-Man, you know, like confusing him. And she just kind of walks by and I'm like, oh, that's the girl from Jeepers Creepers. And she looks the exact same. So nothing to do with anything else. I was just super excited to see her. And I'm like, I know her. I'm going to be talking about her.
That's awesome. That's my wife's superhero powers. She can always see someone in another movie and actually know who to go look up.
There you go.
Yeah. What my old roommate was like that. She was always like, and I was like, who is that? I recognize that person. She's like, oh, they were in this, and this. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah. Curiosity satisfied.
Yeah. My kids always used to get annoyed because I'd be like, oh, look, Iron Man's in it, or hey, look, Thor's in this. And they're like, Dad, that their names are Chris Evans and their names are this. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, they're millionaires, they're fine. Like if someone called him Thor. Yeah. So it was always a pet peeve of theirs. And I don't care.
Mike says he does that with the voices in the movies. So yeah, a lot of people have very distinct voices that you're like, oh man, I swear I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin Long for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's very distinct.
Voice. Justin Long. So. You can't go wrong with Sean Connery.
No.
Antonio Banderas, you know them.
Like Nicolas Cage or maybe Travolta too.
I think Johnny Depp has a pretty distinct voice too.
He does, yeah.
He has a different way of speaking.
The kid from Zombieland. I don't know. I forgot his name.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's that kid.
Jesse Eisenberg.
No one knows his name.
Yeah, is it Jesse Eisenberg?
Eisenberg or Heisenberg. Yeah. No, Heisenberg's the... Breaking Bad, sorry. Eisenberg, I think.
The second kid that had the Cajun accent when she was also, she had him Bones. Oh, is that the psychic?
Oh, I thought we were talking about Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, I was trying to read what Mike was saying. Right there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was like, what?
Yeah, it was just a comment from Mike about the Cajun accent that she had in Bones, which I haven't really watched Bones, so.
I haven't either.
I've seen most of Bones, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So
I've seen a few episodes here and there because
yes, the psychic. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I got you, Mike.
Yeah.
So what do you guys like about the creature? Like the creeper? What do you guys think makes him a little more unique? In terms of horror, like we all watch a lot of horror movies. Mm-hmm. So what do you think makes him like a little distinctive?
I don't think most villains can fly.
Yeah.
And the regeneration thing is kind of cool. Like when he lost his head and replaced it with that high schooler's head.
Yeah. Like the way he regenerates things.
That's
like,
interesting.
Yeah.
I think the truck, like I said, the truck's a character. It's as good as he is.
Exactly.
I think they could have made him scarier. Like, I think he looks scary, but like, I think that was it the first movie where he's like holding this face and like biting the tongue, and it's like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, come on. I was like, come on, but, just rip his face off. Like, there, then you get your tongue. Like, perfect.
But you know, that's what I think that's why I love the Creeper so much, because I love Freddy. Like, Freddy Krueger is my boy. Yeah. And it's because the humor aspect, like, you've got the horror, but the humor in there too. And I feel like the Creeper's just messing with them. He's just like, this is going to be fun. So, like,
looking the school bus window.
Yes.
Yes. And he's like, no, not you. Not you. And then he's like, yeah, you.
Yeah. that was pretty good.
I love his humor that he has.
And he's just like, bloop, bloop. And he's like, it's like he's paging through a book and each of them keep falling down, like he actually did something to them.
It's a horror trigger. Like, he's all swiping right. Sorry.
Oh, that's funny. It's like the serial killer's Tinder.
That I'm doing. Let's see. Mike says, because they ran over and backed over him and he still got back up, went after them. That's that is creepy when you try to do whatever you can to kill something and it still keeps coming.
Yeah. And they really did go over it like 8 times. Like, it was.
Yeah.
Like,
that was pretty badass of her, though. She was like, she just kept going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, how many times can I do this?
And like, how many times have they been like, oh man, the car's effed up. The car is not shifting great. And it's like, oh yeah, get stuck, you know. And then if he doesn't die, he's gonna be pissed and you have no car.
And I agree. I totally agree with what Stacy just said. Like, humor is, like, in horror movies, like, that's a lot of why I started liking horror movies, because I grew up with the 80s slasher movies and they're so funny. And like, that's what I mean, I like horror movies to be scary too, but it's just like they're so funny, and that's like what really drew me in as a kid. It was like, because it's just so ridiculous. And the humor is great.
Well, if you can time the horror with comedic value, like, it just makes the movie so much more fun.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. And then if you can add on the horror right after the comedy, where you're just kind of like, ha, 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 oh, shoot. Like,
right? You're like laughing, and then all of a sudden something's coming, like, running at you, ready to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's that right there is really good writing, because it keeps the audience intrigued.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like that as well. That's a good, the humor is, it's just anything that like lightens the mood, just to totally start, you know, everything just back up on
it around like a few seconds later.
Yeah. So it's just like when Jaws, where you're like, oh, I thought I was going to see the shark, and then you don't. And then the music stops, and then the dead body floats out of the boat, and you're like, oh my God. Like,
although most of Jaws, though, is probably because they just couldn't get the shark to work.
Yeah, right. Right.
They were like, forget this.
They're like, this isn't working. I'm done. Oh, now there it goes.
Yeah.
So they, I know that I got some good jump scares. That was probably the first scary thing I let my son watch, and that in Zombieland. And I remember it's like, yep, he's going to crap himself when, because he was like 6 or 7 maybe when he started watching that stuff.
Yeah.
So
I still about can't the age get I started over watching horror movies. It's a good age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had this is probably not stepmom of the year, but my stepdaughter was watching Poseidon Adventure with me. Okay, I was watching Poseidon Adventure and she kind of snuck out, and I saw that she was watching it. She was trying to hide. But after a while, I just kind of turned to her, and it was like a scene where, like, you know, mass people were dying. And I was like, "Are you okay? Like, are you good?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'm not the one dying." I'm like, oh, snap. Like, she's going to be okay.
Yeah.
The other one, no.
A horror movie, buddy.
Yeah, but this one, she's fine.
That's awesome. Yeah, my daughter doesn't really watch horror stuff at all, and she's been watching The Last of Us.
Every
episode. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, like, that's cool.
That would be a good series to dive into once it comes, like, more episodes come out, because it kind of captures the feel of the storytelling from Walking Dead, but without dragging on to like 10 seasons or 11 seasons of Walking Dead.
I kind of hope it's not that long. Like,
I don't. Sometimes you just got to say no. Like,
I know. So, but it's been pretty good. Six episodes. There's one where I've been like, this really feels Walking Dead-ish.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like let's go to war, but we'll talk about it for 3 weeks first and then, yeah, then go.
Plan about it.
You know.
Debate on it. Just kill them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike says the Elm Street movies had a lot of dark humor in them. Yeah, they did.
That's why I love them.
But they're, you know,
so,
if
so funny.
Well, one thing with making continuous movies, like when you make, you know, the four Jeepers Creepers, or when you make all the Jason movies and the Elm Street movies and Michael and all those movies, is when the writers of the next movie come out, pay attention to what was popular on the previous movie. And I feel like with Jeepers Creepers for the second movie, they did that with the Scarecrow when they made him as a Scarecrow, because
that was good.
Yes. The first episode or the first season, the first movie. when he was the Scarecrow, that was like where the cat lady was like, that's not my Scarecrow. Like everybody in the theater, I would imagine, would have been like, oh snap.
Yeah.
And then to have that as the opening
scene.
That's
what you did alone in the theater.
In the theater. Yeah. I was like, my boyfriend's gone. I don't care. I got my popcorn and my scary movie. I'm good. I didn't need him.
And I like how in the second one, like they did the Scarecrow thing again, because that was pretty cool. And like, you knew immediately as soon as you saw a Scarecrow in the second one, you're like, oh, he's going to be there.
Yeah.
But like, they really added more like planning and more thought behind what he was doing than they did in the first one. Mm-hmm. Like, the first one, it seemed almost kind of random. And then the second one, it was like, no, he's like planning this stuff out.
Yeah, I like that. I think that kid could not have been old, the first one he took in the second movie. Yeah. I like that. Like, I was like, take the 8-year-old, take the 10-year-old. Mm-hmm. Like, not to be a jerk or anything, but if no one's safe, it's a little scarier.
Exactly, yeah.
You know?
So. And nobody was safe. Like, in the second one, like, you know, he took the 10-year-old and, like, the coaches.
Yep.
And, like, it didn't matter age. It was just, like, what can I use from you?
He was just picking them off. So, which again, that's kind of cool. Like the regenerate, you got to eat the person and then you get a new tongue or whatnot.
That is pretty creative though. Like I could not tell you another horror movie or horror book that I've read or watched where the main villain would have to regenerate itself by eating the parts it needed.
Yeah.
I like how when he needed a new head, when he like had taken the head, like for a few seconds anyway, his head was the head of the kid that he had just like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It changed really fast, but for that first shot after he had a new head, it was that kid's head.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought that was neat. Mm-hmm. So ran out of fluids.
And it's such a small character scene, but I love the female bus driver in the second one where she just does not care. Like, you could tell that she doesn't even want this job, but she has it. She has to deal with these teenage kids all the time. She's had enough, and now you got the creature coming after her, and she's like, son of a, now I gotta protect these kids.
But I also how when she's like getting the flare and he's it's like the flare gun, he's like, the coach is like, well, what are you going to do with that? She's like, all of these things have saved my life before. You want to say something again? Like, she's like, don't tell me what I'm doing.
Yeah. I liked it when they caught the cheerleaders all smoking by the tree and they were like, they were holding it in. And then once they leave, you can come down, Jay. Once they leave, like, then she steps out the tree and like, oh, let's have this food, puff of smoke.
Yeah, and she just comes up and like takes the cigarette.
But I think that's what makes these movies fun is all the relatable aspects of it. Like, you get the whole, they did in the first movie, they did go to the cops and they felt safe for a little bit, and then they weren't safe. And then it's like in the second movie, they were with a group of, you know, they were with their friends. How many of us, when we were teenagers, when we were with our friends, we felt invincible?
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah,
and then suddenly something's picking us off. Yep. But
I mean, I know people picked us off all the time when we were teenagers.
Picked us off.
Yeah.
We're still here.
Just all the time. I can't remember how many band trips we went on and only came home with like half the band because the rest had been murdered.
Mike's like, what happens in Arizona over there?
I was just thinking, like, wow, she went on multiple trips with people missing. Like, she's either lucky or a suspect.
Nobody suspects the blondes.
That's true. I'm too That's bubbly. Nobody would ever suspect it.
Why do you think she's so good on the crime documentary podcast?
Right. Do I just listen to them or do I know firsthand?
Yeah, I know. But then if you want to know how to murder someone, just ask Mike because, you know, he's got 42 books out.
Yeah, 45.
Yeah, 40. Sorry. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no, funny. I've had to look up some pretty interesting things. I'm sure my Google history would be pretty bad for.
Oh, yeah. Our FBI agents are just gave up on us.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully they figured out, like, they're FBI agents. They should be able to be like, okay, this person's an author.
Yeah.
They write horror things, and these things are showing up in their books. So we probably don't have to worry about their Google search.
Yes.
The Google search where they don't have an explanation for it. That's what you have to be wary of.
There was one I did where I was writing about doing an assassination, and I got a little nervous with that because I was like, okay, so if these ideas actually worked, right, should I actually put these in the book or, you know, I'm not really sure what I should do with these searches, you know.
Yeah.
It's not the list I want to be on.
I totally agree with Stacey.
I mean, I could come up with some interesting ways to kill people at band camp.
But what's interesting, Stacey, is Crystal and I, we were both in band camp and we both were coaches for band camp later. And Crystal, like, it's totally different going back as a coach versus being a student in band camp.
100%.
Especially when you have the same band director and he's all offering you stuff and you're like, holy crap.
Yeah, you have the same band director. Like, the band director is the same person that was the band director when you were in high school, but now you're a coach. And he's like, hey, you want some alcohol? I think you need it after dealing with those kids all day. Yes, he's like, okay, so we're going to put in this so the kid gets Kool-Aid.
I could see that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, Mike, definitely band camp should be a whole nother show. Like that whole joke about, so one time I was in band camp, so many stories that can go with that. Not just what was related to that one, but many stories.
Oh yeah. I mean, people used to, like, especially when working in restaurants, like as soon as people find out you were in band, oh, and this one time at band camp, we always had so many stories that eventually they just gave up and they're like, okay, this isn't going to work. Like, it's not going to phase her ever.
That's right. Yeah, I Mike, like the idea of that. No. I got, like, I think it was a trombone, and like I think I remember trying to like blow on that thing like twice, and I was like, "This isn't for me." And I think I was in sixth grade, and had I known that if they would have had guitars available, I might have probably tried.
That's true. You do play guitar, huh?
I did. Yeah. So back in the day, I was.
I mean, we saw a few marching bands that had guitars, but they didn't. Yeah. The guitars didn't march, to be fair. They just stood in one place connected to an amp.
they only march in a 5-meter area.
Seems fair, yeah. As far as your chord goes.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Mike, I know that what kind of got us started, you and I, about Jeepers Creepers, you had mentioned so many instances where they could have survived the movie. Mm-hmm. What instances were you talking about right there?
Oh, damn.
I know, I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah. I don't remember. No, I'm kidding. I mean, just driving, like, never, I would never have stopped because it's a, I mean, given they don't know the cycle, but it's a 23-day cycle. So you drive for what, 2 days, you're probably good. You know, like if they would have figured that out, or if the damn, clairvoyantly or whatever, if the psychic would have known that or told them, you know, that stuff would be good. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're like, just, you know,
so once they knew that the creature was never going to stop chasing them, that would have been my thing. I would have just been like, okay, well, I'm just going to keep driving and I'm not going to stop. Like, the psychic said that he's not going to stop, but like he seems to have like an area that he sticks to, and it's only for a few days. Like eventually you'll be out of his area or he'll be done. Just I never would have stopped at the cops. I never would have stopped at the diner. I would have been like, we can stop and tell the cops when we're like home or further away. Because it sounded like home was a really long drive.
Yeah, I'd probably go like 10 hours or something. Yeah, Stacey. Right.
Yeah. Stacey hit it on point. You can't make the movies now because gas is too damn expensive.
You'd have to do it on motorcycles.
Yeah.
Do it in an electric vehicle, and then you're like, oh no!
A little Tesla. Then you wouldn't charge it.
I was going to say that you'd never hear it till they put, like, you know, Elon Musk has the same horn available that the truck had. That would be pretty hilarious, actually.
Although, can you imagine the creeper running out of gas?
No.
I mean, it doesn't matter if he runs out of gas.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of him standing next to a Tesla waiting for it to charge.
He's like tapping his foot. Like,
he's like, just checking his hat. Like,
yeah, it's like you guys are dead in 26 minutes. Like,
That's pretty good. Once this thing is charged, you better watch out.
Yeah, you better watch out. As soon as I unplug this vehicle, I'm going to get you. Oh, my God. Mike goes meep meep. Mike gets us.
It's good your listeners like you guys.
Mike's, yeah, once again, he's like, I'm never going to be on the show.
Oh, I will come back. That's for sure. Good.
Yeah, we just like to have fun.
Yeah. We could do a whole thing on Midwest serial killers. I'd be.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so much.
Well, I mean, cornfields is the staple of like 96% of the horror movies.
Yeah.
I have put thought into it because Wisconsin's got multiple. Mm-hmm. Iowa had some, Illinois, you know, like Minnesota, I think, pretty sure Minnesota, like it's all cold areas. Mm-hmm. People that have to deal with cold weather and don't like it, and they go out and kill people.
Well, does Iowa have any cryptids?
What?
Huh?
Does Iowa have any cryptids?
Oh,
No clue.
They got two-headed snakes.
Yeah,
not cryptid though.
I don't think I've seen that.
Corn man.
No, I don't.
Corn man.
I don't.
Think he's all. You take that peaches and cream. We've got that. That
way. He's just like a giant ear sock. That's funny.
It's the little corn man. We do have the Vilsack Axe Murder House.
Oh, what is that?
Minnesota Axe Murder House. You don't know? Oh, girl.
Oh, it's a. It was like, God, I don't even know how. You know, you probably know more.
It was in the 30s or 40s, and a family had gone to church, like had gone to the church picnic, whatnot, and they all went home. They had four kids, I think, and then two neighbor kids were spending the night, and then some person came and chopped them all up.
Yeah.
With an axe?
An axe, yeah.
Never was found.
And I think you can stay there, like, and rent, like, stay in the house overnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Super haunted. You can stay in Lizzie Borden's house now, too. It's a B&B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time we go to Colorado, we talk about going to the Shining Hotel, and we just have never done it because it's like we don't get out there. Yeah, her dad lives out there. And stepmom, so
I've seen it.
Oh, that's what Mike says. Sick. Yeah,
it's pretty.
It's bread and breakfast now.
Yeah, that would be fun. I think Buffalo Bill's house from Silence of the Lamb has like a hotel made out of the house.
Oh, nice, I could see that.
Yeah, so I would. That would be fun too.
I know. One time, my dad stayed at a hotel. And the bellhopper, the front desk guy, he told him, he goes, hey, this is actually, he's like, I'll understand if you don't want this room, but it's the only one left. And he's like, it's a haunted room. Like, it's been known to be haunted and stuff. And my dad, Crystal knows my dad, but he was just like, okay, I'll take the room, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to keep the light on the whole night. Stuff, and the guy's like, sold. I don't know. I don't know if I could stay in those rooms because I would just freak myself out. I'd probably stay up all night trying to like ghost hunt. Yeah. And then I'd end up freaking myself out over like myself or something.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know. That's exactly what would happen if you did that.
Exactly. Yeah. I would see myself in a mirror and I'm like, I saw a ghost. And then they're like, that's you. So
you're all like recording it and freaking out. And you post it on Facebook and everybody's like, Bethany.
I would think I was TikTok famous and I'm just, I'd be a meme for Alan yeah. Rich.
Very funny.
The girl who thought she was a ghost.
Yeah, no, it's just me. Still a Tuesday. Have to go to work the next day.
That's funny.
All right, guys. Well, I think we're getting kind of close to the end there. But thank you for coming, Mike, talking about Jeepers Creepers. I know I was like halfway through the second movie again, rewatching it. So I'll probably finish it tonight.
Yeah. I need to watch Reborn now.
Yes. I liked the fourth one. I think it would be good as like a standalone, just fun horror movie, not in the Jeeper Creepers franchise, but I think it'll be pretty good.
Sure.
So, nice.
But, I appreciate you guys letting me come on here.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want to talk about any upcoming projects you have going on or
no.
any
movies? Yeah. So I've mentioned I write zombie books. I'm getting ready. I just put out, what was it, Zombies on the Block 12, Deadly Roads. Book 13, Lucky Days, should be like April 15th. And then I'll probably put out the 14th book, which is the last book of this part of the series in like June or July. And then I'm going to work on a new project for the rest of the year, which will be zombies again. So that's my
wrong with zombies.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, people like the way I kill people with them. So
in a legal way.
I've been making some pretty good, pretty good notes on some creepy new zombies. So should be fun. So
nice. Thanks. We're excited to see what you have. I don't know if Crystal, I was kind of thinking about maybe the next time we get together, maybe we look up some like old Irish urban legends because we got St. Paddy's around the corner.
Yeah.
And I'm 43% Irish. I just like to put that out there. According to Ancestor DNA. Huh?
Zero.
Yeah. Oh. Ireland. I'll share some with you. Okay. You can have some of my lucky charms.
I've been there and my hair was red at the time and I couldn't convince people I wasn't Irish because I had a really good job and everybody thought it was real.
Mike, what were you saying?
I was just going to say, I didn't even think about it. We should have done something on Mardi Gras. Like,
is it Mardi Gras right now?
Yesterday was, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Like, you know, or do like a Fat Tuesday.
Or something, yeah.
Like murder with voodoo or something. That'd be fun.
Well, we'll definitely get you back on. It was fun having you here. Yeah, good thanks. Chatting about stuff. Definitely look forward to all your fun stuff. Book 46 coming out.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully hit 50 this year.
There you go. I believe in you. You got the whole rest of the year. You got time.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for Blonde's Books and Campfire Tales. Thank you for joining us. And you guys have fun out there. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.